At our Wednesday reflective service this last week, one of our members brought into our awareness the image of her hands holding this tiny little bird that had been rescued. And this picture hasn't left my mind, for I could just in my mind's eye see this tiny, fear-filled little creature, eyes wide, heartbeat throbbing, but with that so soft feathers just in the hand of this dear friend, rescuing the bird from perhaps the neighbor's cat that might be trolling that next day. And it is such a picture for me that in the presence of our own fear, how one is holding, one who knows us intimately. For God is not only one who made the earth, but one who personally relates to each one of us. Do not fear, Jesus said to his friends. They were about to face the social, political, and religious opposition of first century Palestine, the very opposition that led to Jesus' death. And this passage that we read out of Matthew's gospel is tucked away in the larger section where Jesus gives this pep talk to his friends to go out and love, go out into an environment where there was danger, life-threatening danger. And I am aware that in every moment for us that we face, when we say hello to the present of what we have around us in our lives, there is both a door of fear and there is a door of love and trust. And we don't always get to choose which door, because fear comes upon us. Fear is often so closely related to our past experiences that just that knee-jerk response when something new or something different or something strange comes before us. I love this three-line poem by David Wagoner where he says this: "Stand still. The trees ahead and the bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger." Now, when you Google powerful stranger, you come up with all these love romance novels, and I don't think that's what he means right here. Powerful stranger is that in each moment, in the here, when we are present and awake to the here, there will always be some fear for us because we don't always like what is surrounding us at the time. That's why we escape with Netflix and books and everything else, and we need those temporary moments of relief. And yet we are called to this moment, invited into what God has for us, and the fear, my friends, may be part of that. But if we will sit with it, if we will allow what is strange to us and causing the fear, there is a power in the given moment to change that which we are afraid of into a transformational event in our lives. I will never forget the year 2011. I think sometimes stupidly, started a nonprofit with a friend, and we landed, we were in the middle of the mire that is starting something, and those of you who are part of startups know exactly what I'm talking about. It just gets more and more complicated. And then she sent me an email to say that she'd accepted a position in another city. Would I consider stepping up and be the new executive director of this organization? And I had a memory of the previous place where I had been the leader, and it had not gone well for me. It had been a year of burning out. And my anxiety was so high, I did feel like that little bird. I was lying in my bed hiding, because that's what I do when I get afraid. It was mid-afternoon, and I'm lying there having a nap. My anxiety was so high, I remember my heart pounding in my throat. And then I remember this wave of peace And in my heart, I heard the little whisper, "Sharon, I want more from you." And it wasn't a command. They were actually comforting words. And I sat up and I phoned the board chairperson and said, "I'll do it. I'll do it." And in that moment, I knew that I could do the job. Of course, the very next moment when I put the phone down, I questioned the decision, and of course, the roller coaster of fear and courage returned. But my friends, we follow in this great lineage of St. Catherine's. St. Catherine of Alexandria was a courageous woman of the late 3rd century. Highly intelligent, from a noble family, she chose Christ apart from her family, from their decision. And she decided not to marry because she wanted to tell the Roman Empire of the time that Christianity was the way to go and not Roman paganism. And one day she boldly walked into the room of Emperor Maximilian and said to him, "Christianity is superior to Roman paganism." And he was so impressed with her that he wanted to marry her. And she said, "No." And it's actually because of her refusal to marry that St. Catherine's was tortured, which is why she's pictured with the wheel, which was actually a device of torture, not dissimilar from the Roman cross that we hold before us of the suffering of Jesus. But the breaking of the wheel broke and the torture rack broke that they tried, and eventually she was beheaded. And though it is a gruesome story, she is a leader of fear, that in fear she is a leader of courage. And I love what Franklin D. Roosevelt says, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather it is the assessment that something else is more important than the fear." And God doesn't remove the object of our fear, but God is present with us in it, reminding us what the values are in our world and reminding us that we are not alone. And so there are things more important around us than our fear. There is the next generation who maybe do not know the faith of Jesus and may want to choose it. There is our community here as we journey with each other in unity, striving to put differences aside and work together. My friends, these are more important than our fear and of the memories of the past that conjure up our fear. And so as Jesus called his friends to go beyond themselves and face the dangers of their time, that invitation is before us as well. Amen.